In the early days of Spoleto Festival in Charleston, I was able to see a Zulu version of Shakespeare's Macbeth. It was a very exciting prospect since I had been teaching the Scottish play for some 5 years at the time. I was an old hand at taking the part of Lady Macbeth, the drunken gatekeeper, all three witches, not to mention Macbeth himself, for my high school students, who responded well to visual assists. The play Umbatha by Welcome Missoni was supposedly based on the original play of Macbeth, with music, dancing, and drumming added. It was a retelling of the history of the Zulu nation and followed the rise of Shaka, the cruel and brutal king who united dozens of warring tribes into the Zulu nation before he was murdered by a rival for power. My friend Pat said she needed a plot summary, so I was happy to rattle it off as we headed downtown to Gilyard Auditorium. There would not be a word of English spoken during the play. Neither of us spoke a single word of Zulu, a form of the Bantu language, which I understand is the most prevalent language in South Africa. So the plot review was helpful for both of us. We settled in with our programs. The opening scene with the witches was familiar to everyone in the theater, I think, so there was a collective sigh of recognition. The three hags in fabulous native costumes stirred the proverbial pot and chanted in Zulu and danced on the dramatically lit stage. As the play progressed into exchanges between Lady Macbeth and her husband and talk of murdering the king, and then the battles with spears and Zulu attire with Macduff, "Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him who first cries, hold, enough." My friend kept leaning over, whispering, "What's happening now?" I would whisper back a few words of explanation. Clearly, my earlier plot summary had been lacking details. As the story progressed, I noticed that each time I whispered to her, all heads in front, to the sides, and in back of us leaned in to listen, and then leaned back when I was through whispering. "That's Lady Macduff and her children, soon to be murdered," I murmured as the heads leaned forward toward us. It was exactly like the old E.F. Hutton ad, when the stockbroker gives advice to his client at a noisy cocktail party, the room suddenly goes silent and the voiceover says, "When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen." I cheered loudly when the play was over. I loved it. Clearly, the Scottish clans were as bloodthirsty as the Zulu tribes, and Shaka as ruthless and ambitious as Macbeth himself and his wife. Shakespeare translates violent history into a universality that cannot be denied in any language.